But when we start looking around and we start comparing ourselves to other people, and like I said, I'm guilty. That's why I have to get off Instagram. I post, I'm like, okay, let me get off. John, get off Instagram. Just post and get out of there. Because if not, then when that moment that we've been working our lives for, we finally get the opportunity, then will we be ready for it? But if I'm sitting here and I'm in somebody else's lane, and I'm not doing what I've been called to do, if I'm not doing the purpose that's been laid on my heart, the opportunity gonna come, it's gonna pass me right by. So today, I want us just to be encouraged. Like really, wherever you are, first of all, you're further than you think, I promise. You're a lot further than you think. Even though we look around, we're like, oh no, don't worry about that person, don't worry about their moment. Y'all might've grown up in the same place, but y'all don't have the same experience. So use the experience that you have, double down, and then create that level of exposure. For somebody might say, John, I don't know what I'm meant to do, because I believe, like I said, everybody has their own gift. I believe everybody has their own passion. I would say you ask the 3 to 5 closest people to you. I mean, you can ask family if you want. Or you can ask those friends that you're with all the time. Ask them, what is that thing that you're naturally gifted and naturally talented and naturally skilled at? And then more than likely, you know what they're gonna say. But the question is, are you willing to invest the time? You're willing to invest the effort? You willing to put forth that level of sacrifice? Because I don't think the biggest thing for our community, I don't think that we're so fearful of failure. I don't think that's it. Somebody say, John, that's a lot. We scared to fail. Like, I mean, that could be part of it, but I don't think that's the biggest piece. I feel the biggest piece for us is we're scared of success. Because we're scared of what that's gonna require, what we're gonna have to extract out of ourselves, the stuff we're gonna have to stop doing, the stuff we're gonna have to start doing. Because ultimately, our principles affect our belief, then based on the belief, that affects the action, and based on the action, then that determines what we go out and do. So just like it says on my shirt, I have a podcast, it's called Speak Your Success. So I'm encouraging everybody here today, because the phrase that I have on my podcast, I close it out every time. I say, speak your success, because that's the part where we have to begin to vocalize what we desire. The things that's been on our heart, we begin to put it out there. Believe in your greatness, because sometimes we say it, we tell our friends, they say, you sound crazy, isn't it? What? But then the last part is to create the life and business of your dreams. Because we all have the ability. If you have 2 feet, stomp on the ground for me real quick. If you have 2 hands, clap for me real quick. Okay, I was just checking, just trying to see who working with. But by us having 2 feet, by us having 2 hands, and I'm looking at y'all, so I know y'all have a brain in your head. We have the ability to create and manifest things that haven't even been done before. So it's speak your success, believe in your greatness, and create the life and business of your dreams. Why should you live any other way? My name is Jonathan Jones. I'll be outside. We have shirts. We have books. If you want to connect, if you want to just talk, please just stop by. You don't have to buy something, but if you do, I'm not mad at you, okay? But we can have a conversation. We can talk. We can chop it up, and I can see I can be a resource for you all. Thank you for your time.